You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket. Team with OBM's designation is the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town. So OBM can tackle any of your copier problems and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns, visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. We go to the Ohio Business Machines hotline right now and bring in our good friend Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Tom, welcome to the show.
Nathan, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Good to be talking to you. Let me ask this of you. You were in the room yesterday with Jimmy Haslam. Let's just get into your general thoughts on his session with the reporters.
It was a good, heated at times, 50 minutes. I don't know if myself or my colleagues who were in the room at the time, you know, conveyed that it was, at times it was, rapid fire questions and, some pretty pointed ones asked of Mr. Haslam. And, I've got to give him credit for at least talking to us. I mean, a lot of us have been pushing for this for a number of weeks now with a lot of the buzz going on about the Browns. So I thought it was a good exchange. I thought, he was able to, get across the points that he wanted to. I thought we were able to ask, many of the questions that have kind of gone unanswered and unresolved over the last couple of weeks. Obviously they're, during these sessions, I think it's hard for people to imagine, maybe what it's like in terms of, getting follow-ups in and things like that. And obviously, Jimmy's going to answer as, sincerely as he possibly can, but, he's also entitled to, reserving the right to keep us misinformed if he wants to. But on a whole, I thought it was a very productive thing for both sides.
Tom, obviously a lot of the focus on the Browns has been on the quote-unquote dysfunction in the building, et cetera.
Right.
What did you think about his comments on that? What is your sense of if there is dysfunction at the top of this organization?
Well, I'll be honest. I told people after those reports came out, and, I'm always wary. I'm not going to get into a journalism speech here or anything, but I'm always wary of stories where people can't put their names on them. And obviously there are people who are writing and reporting and giving out information that have agendas. And I think we have to be careful to take everything as fact. I think you got to be, smart and filter out the information you're given. And, as Nathan, there's dysfunction in every organization.
Sure.
And, I mean, we all work for companies that have had, problems at the top or whatever. And so, I just cautioned people when they were reading those reports to, the truth is somewhere probably in between what was presented and what is reality. So, I thought Jimmy did a good job of explaining, at the top of the food chain there with the Browns, exactly what's going on in terms of roles and responsibilities and strategy, et cetera. And, hey, there were times during, the session yesterday where some of us were rolling our eyes and wondering, if we're being told the truth or not. And Jimmy picked up on that. And he said, hey, look, I can tell you guys all you want. He says, we know as the Browns that the bottom line is that we have to become consistent winners. We have to build.
Yep.
Yeah, we have to build a program that's going to have sustained success. And he talked about, look, it's easy to patch things together and go 8-8 or 9-7 or 10-6, but we don't want to do that. We want to be a consistent winner like, a couple of the teams in our division are. So until they start doing that, people are going to question everything that comes out of Berea. And that's just the reality of our times.
Yes, it is.
Tom, all that being said is, you talked about the you guys as analysts and writing reports in the media have been wanting this opportunity to meet with Jimmy Haslam to ask him, I'm sure, many topics as you guys did for that 50 minutes. But he has met your demand in some cases, and as you said, you have to read between the lines to find out the actual truth. Do you think he's met the demand of the Browns fans out there yearning for information about the multitude of topics that you guys got to ask him in that 50-minute session?
That's a good question, Matt. It's obviously Browns fans can answer that better than I can, but I think he at least took a positive step forward in that regard. I think it's important for professional teams to be as transparent as possible. Now, you know, when there's so much, you know, noise going on out there and, you know, what the Browns perceive as untruths, then it's, you know, it's incumbent upon the owner to step forward. And I think he did a good job of that yesterday. I mean, it would have been easy for him to kind of sit back and just let this continue. But, I know he doesn't want to get into a screaming match with people over things. But I think he presented where he feels the team is at, and whether you believe him or not, that's up to every individual. But at least I think he addressed things. I think he addressed them appropriately. And, there'll be other opportunities to talk to him going forward. But, you know, as I said, it would have been easy for Jimmy to just, you know, shut us down completely and not talk. And he took the right route.
Tom, what was the thing that he said that made you feel the best about the direction the Browns are headed in? And if there was something that he said that made you, again, skeptical, what was that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, him saying that they came out of this, strategic retreat a couple of weeks ago, where he went away with Alex Shiner and Mike Pettine and Rafe Farmer, and I think Sashi Brown was there, and I may be missing, you know, one other person. But he said that they came away from that feeling good about the direction that they were going in, that there was a better maybe clarification of roles and responsibilities at the top. And I also like to hear what he said about Mike Pettine. He says nothing but good things about Mike Pettine, and he still feels strongly about Rafe Farmer and feels he will survive this texting investigation. So, I think from that standpoint, it showed me that they are resolute in what they want to do. And I think that's a big thing, Nathan. I don't think there's any second guessing going on.
Right.
Whether people believe that these are the right people or not, Jimmy Haslam's the owner and he believes these are the right people. And, you know, this is a guy who's, you know, had a very successful business and he's now ventured over into the NFL, and he's still kind of learning his way through that. And, you know, there have been missteps. There's going to be more missteps. But I think, you know, he's determined to get this thing right. And I think if you're a Browns fan, you know, you just have to put your trust in it. You just have to say, hey, look, you know, they're doing their best, and I got to take them at their word. But, you know, if the record doesn't start to improve and you continue to have all these off-the-field problems or what have you, then I don't blame people for being skeptical, and I don't blame people for being outraged. They should be. I mean, they're paying their hard-earned money for a product, and if that product's not delivering, well, you know, you have a way of fighting back, and that's to not attend games and not buy merchandise or whatever. But I thought, you know, again, and I'll reiterate, I thought that, you know, Jimmy was firm in his beliefs, and, you know, he feels the thing is going the right way.
Tom, how confident are you personally that all the aforementioned names, Jimmy Haslam, Ray Farmer, Sashi Brown, Alex Shiner, and Coach Mike Pettine, in their first full offseason together, will right this ship and produce, you know, a better roster, 1-53, and a more cohesive organization moving forward into September as the season starts?
Well, Matt, you make a good point. I mean, it has only been a year that this group has really been together. You know, I think it was a year ago today or yesterday was when Jimmy fired Michael Lombardi and Joe Banner. So this is a new group, and they are going to make mistakes, and you just have to hope that they're going to learn as they go along. Now, you know, let's be honest. Let's look back at last season, and, you know, at 7-4, everybody felt really good about this team. And I think had they finished, you know, with a couple of more wins, we probably wouldn't be having the conversation that we're having right now. So, you know, it is all about what they do on the field. But I think this group has shown a willingness, you know, to adjust and adapt. I mean, I think there were some strong messages sent towards the end of the year when players were disciplined, you know, in some people's minds, maybe later than they should have been disciplined. But, you know, some of that happened, which is good. I think there have been, you know, as Jimmy pointed out yesterday, and I don't disagree with him, you know, Johnny Manziel going into rehab probably should be looked at as a positive because it's, yep, you know, it's somebody that's getting help and somebody who's trying to get themselves figured out to be a more productive member of the team. So, you know, listen, every team has its problems. Does it seem magnified with the Browns? Yeah, I guess so. But I think that's also because you've had, you know, 15 years of nothing but, you know, losing and constant change at the top and ownership change and revolving door at quarterback and all that. So, you know, I just think that the Browns are at times a very easy target because they've been a bullseye for so long.
They have been. Talking with Tom Withers from the Associated Press on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline. Tom, let's talk quarterback situation for the Browns right now.
Yeah.
How would you be approaching this? You've got Johnny Manziel in rehab. You do not have Brian Hoyer under contract. He's a free agent. Now a new name has come onto the market in Josh McCown. But what do you see for the Browns? Is there a quarterback you'd want to trade for, somebody you want to sign, somebody you want to draft, or a combination maybe of all?
Yeah, I think, you know, all the possibilities are out there, Nathan. And I know you guys have talked about a number of candidates over the, you know, over the last couple of weeks and months. You know, the Nick Foles name has always been thrown out there. There are some other, you know, guys that are going to be free agents that are enticing. But, you know, I think you got to let the Manziel thing kind of play out. I don't think there's any reason to overreact to that yet. Now, you know, we did push Jimmy yesterday on, okay, you know, his personal problems aside, is this a guy that you believe can be a starting quarterback in the NFL, a successful starting quarterback? And Jimmy says he asks that question almost every day, and he said he even asked it yesterday, and he is continually told by his evaluation people that they believe in Manziel. So, you know, he's 22 years old. You know, let's see. You know, do I have my doubts about his skill set? Absolutely, only because of what we saw last season. But, you know, it's hard to factor in how much his off-field problems, you know, played into him performing the way that he did. So, gosh, I'll be honest with you guys. I could see them doing anything here. I could see them signing a veteran in free agency. I could see them making a trade. I could see them packaging up a couple of trades and moving up on the draft board and maybe taking one of those, you know, those top guys as well. So I'm not sure the best way to go. I do think, though, that they finally do have some people that are capable of evaluating quarterbacks in that building. So, you know, here we go again.
Yeah, absolutely. Here we go again, talking with Tom Withers from the Associated Press. What do you make of the fact that Mike Florio continues to try to make some scandal out of the Kevin O'Connell situation with Mariota? I mean, am I wrong that I think it's the guy's doing his job, and when that job is over and those obligations are fulfilled, he'll come to the Browns?
You know, I think it was a pretty savvy move by the Browns, to be quite honest with you, to have this guy, you know, lined up to join them at some point. You know, a guy that obviously is working with the best quarterback that most people feel is the best one available in the draft, and he's going to come over. And if other teams are upset about that, well, you know, they had the same opportunity to hire him as the Browns did. So I don't see the scandal or the sensation there. That's the other thing that's, you know, unfortunately, guys, we're in a time where everybody wants to make the huge sensational headline grabbing story all the time.
Yep.
And you know, that's where we're at. And you know, I guess I'm fortunate in the company that I work for is that we, you know, we will present the facts and let people, you know, ascertain what they want to out of them and extract whatever they want to out of them. And if they want to read between the lines, that's fine. That's not my job. My job is to present the facts as I know them. So, you know, the facts with O'Connell is that he's going to be joining the Browns next week, and he's been working with the top quarterback that's going to be available in the draft. And, you know, hey, the Browns can only benefit from that, can't they?
The Browns certainly need to benefit from whatever they can. Good stuff, Tom. Appreciate the comments and the time, as always. Look forward to talking with you soon.
Thanks, Tom.
Nice talking to you guys. Take care.
All right, the great Tom Withers from the Associated Press was with us just now on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 40. You can follow him on Twitter at TWithers, TWITHERSAP. When we come back, we'll wrap up our first hour. Let's get you back on the phones, 216-578-0850. It seemed like Tom was reasonably happy and impressed with what he heard from Jimmy Haslam, which is good. Very much an impartial observer there. So get back with us. Let's get your thoughts, 216-578-0850. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Throwing on these boots and making that climb. Some days I'd rather be in no show late.